guaranteed you all we get. Out of drugs, the pipe will scream. You know you're wrong, you're too haunted.
If you like the sound of rock and roll, fuck the world and smoke a bowl. If it's who you are, don't fight it. Load up this bomb and light it.
I'd never really thought of it. In fact, there was so much in the world I'd never considered before. So many places I'd never been to and wanted to see. That's when I, Nickelsack Divinorum, decided to quit doing drugs once and for all. Now, I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. I was free to travel the world, to walk the earth. First thing I did was ride my bike to Minnesota, where I purified myself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. Met a Native American man who inspired me to listen to Mr. Bungle and Tomahawk. Qinghai, China, where I became cloistered as a Tibetan monk. I shaved my head and only listened to Hare Krishna hardcore from the 80s, like 108 and Shelter. I learned much from the teachings of Brother Capo, but something was still missing. So I went to Jamaica to study the teachings of Haile Selassie, the conquering lion of Judah. It was then that Jah Rastafari himself spoke to me. It looked an awful lot like that shrink from before. It may have very well been the same guy. He said,
"So I'm shooting this heroin."
So I did. Fuck this shit. Back to America, time to rock! So, the moral of this story is, if you go to Jamaica, you might as well do drugs anyway, because, I mean, you know, fuck it, you're already in Jamaica.
I'm out of this world of shit, ruin us with some unfaked tits. No longer can't get high from fun, must shoot up until she's on.
If you like the